For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The Miigwech Monoman Days powwow last weekend saw hundreds turn out for the multiple days of grand entries, contest specials, and more in the ball club community. For one family, it was also a space for healing some of their grief. The body of 37-year-old Ricky Skugg was discovered a couple of blocks away from the powwow grounds late last week. Two of Skugg's eight siblings, Kayla Wilson and Christy Contreras, spoke to KAXE at the powwow about the suspicious death of their sister and of the community's response. Wilson described a state of disbelief when she received the news of her sister. She said that just that morning, she had cut most of her waist-length hair styled into a braid to be cremated with her sister.
And when I looked in the mirror, my first thought was, I need Ricky to fix my hair, because I need to go out and tell Ricky fixed. She took care of my hair for anything.
Skugg leaves behind three daughters, the youngest of the two presently in the care of their uncle. Contreras says she doesn't understand how Skugg ended up where she was, and that somebody must know something. She described her sister as a wonderful woman who could make anybody laugh.
She would bring everybody else up, no matter what situation we were in. She would bring the laughter, she would bring the light into the room.
Many dancers and community members joined the family in the arena to offer comfort, and others in the stands contributed cash to support Skugg's family. Wilson says it meant a lot to feel the support of the ball club community.
It's the best place, the most, you feel welcomed and supported, and just because bad things happen sometimes doesn't mean it's a bad place, doesn't mean everybody's bad. Bad things happen everywhere, not just here.
The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating Skugg's death. A GoFundMe for Skugg's family has been established with a link, photos, and more reporting from the Miigwech Monoman Days powwow at KAXE.org. The Crow Wing Sheriff says they think they know who started the Flanders fire in May, but no criminal charges are expected. Megan Buffington has the details.
Sheriff Eric Klang told the Crow Wing County Board last week that he believes a 72-year-old man and his family who came up to the area started a small fire that grew to 1,700 acres.
Where it goes from here, I'm not very hopeful because they've lawyered up and have not been in contact. They won't talk to us anymore. So
he says the charge for starting the fire would have been a petty misdemeanor that carries a maximum fine of $300. A civil case would have been needed to recoup any costs. The county estimates it lost $4.6 million in potential forestry revenue. On Friday, Governor Tim Walz announced Crow Wing and Lake counties are eligible for disaster aid after spring wildfires. The total amount is pending damage assessments. After the board meeting, Klang told the Brainerd Dispatch that the family did call in to report the fire, and the investigation remains open, but he doesn't, quote, see it going anywhere. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Those who love Minnesota's lakes, rivers, and wetlands have until Wednesday to comment on this year's impaired waters list. Stella Meyerhoff has more.
Every 2 years, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency lists bodies of water that fail to meet standards for fishing, drinking, wild rice protection, or other uses. 46 water bodies are newly listed as impaired. These include Emily Lake in Crow Wing County, Birch Lake in Hackensack, and Rabbit Lake in Aiken County. These lakes are listed due to mercury found in their fish. Other reasons water bodies are listed include the presence of PFAS in fish tissue, or sulfates that threaten wild rice. But a record-breaking 45 impairments were removed from the list, including parts of the Cabacona River northwest of Walker. It was added in 2016 due to E. coli. Leah Charles is the MPCA's Impaired Waters List coordinator. She explains that in the case of the Cabacona, thirsty cows were the culprits.
There were some cattle that were down in the stream and defecating in the stream and feeding that bacteria, that E. coli.
So they built a barrier and installed new sources of drinking water for the cattle. The public comment period on the draft list closes end of day Wednesday. Stella Meyerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.